Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Wednesday's ambitious start in a light rain for Emily Kranz North softball girls against Center Grove. Even more ambitious now. Three more back-to-back-to-back scheduled tonight through Saturday, weather permitting. But that said, with Indiana Wesleyan bound, Kenzie Ridge doing her thing in the middle, well, an element that has been etched in stone to date this spring, defense, and not allowing opponents an extra out. And as the Cougar head softball skipper was telling me,
defense is everything, and your first line of defense is who's in the circle for you. So we've got great defense in our pitching staff, and it's just not Kenzie, but also being able to have really good options in Deb Jones and Abby Allen too. And Kenzie does primarily does the pitching duties, but she's balanced more of her time this year with other two pitchers on the staff because they're getting better, and she's kind of leaving Bloomington North, so we got to get other pitchers with some in-game experience. But she's a great leader in the circle. I think Emma is a great behind the plate for her, and I think our defense we're not hitting a 300 right now as a team, so our offense is struggling a little bit, but our two solids are our pitching, which is our first line of defense, and then our actual defense, because we're defending over a 900, I think over a 960 as a ball club. So we're doing well with our defense. Our offense, we're playing small ball really well. We're punting, moving runners around. We just need to really string good hits together when we have runners in scoring position, and that's what we've really focused on in the last week of practice.
That's North Head softball coach Emily Kron. The Cougars did pick up a reschedule, so they'll travel over to Sullivan on Saturday. B&L Friday, Northview tonight, weather permitting. After a day off today, it's back to the Great American Ballpark Friday night. San Francisco coming to town for the Reds. Marty Brenneman is pregame at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The spring it has been for redshirt senior Sidney Clue, the reigning two-time Big Ten and two-time All-American pole vaulter for Ron Helmer. Graduation for this weekend, Hayes Invitational as well, Big Tens at Penn State next weekend. The Greenwood native out of Center Grove High School has the second-best height in the country right now at 14 feet 11. Just winding up, she has serving as IU Student Athlete Advisory Committee President, and the young lady just recently received the Spirit of Indiana Director's Award from Fred Glass, symbolizing, the impact she has made throughout her career. Sidney Clute joined me the other night when we were live on Sports Talk from Yokies.
Just coming from Fred Glass and all my coaches and everything, just a huge honor to know that people have been paying attention to some of the things that I've been doing, and to be recognized for those things.
But take us through as a student athlete. What's actually 5 years in competition, but what's it all meant? And now you're going to get your degree this weekend, your master's degree. What's it all meant, Sydney?
It's funny. I was actually walking home Monday night from my last final, and I was a little sentimental about leaving my last final and just being done with school. It's an exciting time, but also a little bit definitely bittersweet to be done and be moving on. But just the opportunity to come compete for IU and be a part of the track team has meant a lot to me, and I'm so glad that I ended up here. Obviously, everything has worked out, and I've been able to perform at the highest level.
Well, she has indeed done that. Who's your women's All-American pole vaulter, Sidney Clute? Certainly a lot going for her here over these next few weeks, and she'll pick up her master's this weekend. Congrats. I'm Joe Smith.